Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Oh, hi, Malcolm Nance. Hi. It's a whole new day. It's a whole new day. We have allies again and actual dialogue. And we actually found out what happened on the Putin call from America. Isn't that a new day?
Yeah, the Russians tried to snooker us by trying to put it out first.
Yeah.
You know, thinking they were going to sort of embarrass us. Well, it is a new day, and I think that this is good that the United States is finally confronting Russia, speaking from a position of strength. But I'm sorry, no confidence in Jake Sullivan, his national security advisor. Ever since Afghanistan, I'm a man who's in entering his sixth decade, and so Wunderkunds don't impress me anymore. People who grew up in their 30s leading U.S. national security policy without ever having been in the field don't impress me anymore. I mean, I think that we should really get rid of Jake Sullivan and move up someone up like Russell Honoré, General Honoré, or even the CIA director, Director Burns.
Yeah.
Parallel him back to national security so that I feel confidence that the voice speaking for the national security of the United States, all right, isn't some guy the Russians are laughing at.
Mm-hmm.
And those careful old school statements are awesome, but they just really do not convey the feeling of strength that we should be showing in the face of Russia's potential aggression.
This line in the story I know you'll know nothing about. Along with the military buildup, Russia has also been significantly ramping up a misinformation campaign to make Ukraine appear as the aggressor. I seem to remember something about that misinformation about, Ukraine being behind the interference in 2016. And
Yeah.
It's the Republican talking point. Every talking point that's Putin's is also a GOP talking point. So
right.
I'm sorry, I get confused, but go ahead.
Yeah, every talking point. I mean, it was literally a disinformation campaign by the U.S. Republican Party to accept a Russian intelligence-drafted documents and statements being pushed also through Rudy Giuliani himself that Ukraine actually attacked the United States in 2016. It had nothing to do with Russia. Russia was just being scapegoated. They know we're not that stupid. They know the Republicans are that stupid and that would give Donald Trump the out without having to, cut ties with his marionette, with his puppeteer.
Yeah.
And that's what Vladimir Putin was. What was it that you said at the beginning of this? You're just happy that we're not, performing adult acts
on Putin anymore.
Russian, yeah.
Listen,
officer.
That's why people come here for the keen foreign policy analysis like that. I meant, diplomatic fellatio. Listen, Malcolm, my point is that I saw the Newsmax thing, Vlad the Great. Like, they're just At least they're open about their treason now, that they are pro-Russia. Someone said on the anniversary, they said if the Japanese attack Pearl Harbor today with Biden as president, the Republicans would take Japan's side. I mean, they're just out-and-out traitors, in my opinion.
Sure. Yeah, I'm trying to think who it was this morning. It might have been Wajat Ali who quoted, there was a video of Fox News, Tucker Carlson, coming out and saying just straight up, you know, why are we getting involved in the Russia's business?
Right.
This is just a, you know, this is just
they're just
a
protecting
problem.
They're protecting their border. What's the point of NATO?
Protecting
it's just to annoy Vladimir Putin.
Interest. Yeah. Yeah. And I think the statement was, we have actual fifth columnist in the United States. Tucker Carlson is an actual fifth columnist for a Russian KGB dictator who is intending to invade, quite possibly invade an ally. He may not do a full invasion. He may facilitate his army assisting a Russian rebel invasion to take more or consolidate the Donbass, but you don't know.
Yeah. You retweeted our friend AG at Mueller. She wrote, who will join us tomorrow to talk about some exciting news, exciting podcasting news. So she said, so creating a media company was the plan all along, and Devin Nunes will now run it. Here's the message from Assange to Don Jr. in 2016. And you just said, for all you Julian Assange lovers today, a reminder, he was not only a Russian intelligence laundromat out to destroy Hillary, he also advised Trump to do precisely what he's doing, a slow-rolling coup. And you're absolutely right. Put it in writing.
That's right.
He put it in writing. He sent it to Donald Jr. saying, dispute the election results. Get them so confused that they won't know what to do, and then just seize the initiative. Julian Assange, if you're on my Twitter feed and you like Julian Assange, get off my Twitter feed. Really, he was never a hero that was outing malfeasance. He was always a right-wing extremist. He was always a misogynist. Mm-hmm. He did all of the things that he did. Can I get a cookie? She's giving the dog a cookie because he did the bark of truth. I want a cookie.
The bark of truth.
he always, Julian Assange.
Here, Malcolm, here.
Oh, thank you. What is that? Malcolm
got a Scooby snack.
Yep. So, Julian Assange hated Hillary Clinton personally and worked with the Russians to launder all that Russian intelligence stolen material. Mm-hmm. And then, if you weren't watching, he was pro-Trump the entire time. Yeah. He thought he was getting a pardon from Donald Trump.
By the way,
so there's your man.
Yeah.
Julian
Speaking
Assange.
Of journalists, you said a real journalist would determine how many died from contact with Trump. Yeah. I mean, just every day it's a new story. You're like, I just had to talking about how many people the former president was personally responsible for killing with COVID is really something to get your head around, isn't it?
I think that they should do that. I think that, I mean, Eric Bollard, has he been on yet where he talked about the coverage?
Yeah.
Of Joe Biden is worse, quantifiably worse than the coverage of Donald Trump. Can you believe that? And, you know, Dana Milbank at the Washington Post came out and said the U.S. media is broken. They are attacking Joe Biden like the Washington Post itself had a negative article about him the day that he signed the $1 trillion, infrastructure deal. And how that was bad for Joe Biden.
Right.
Look, there is an entire media sphere that is oriented to the right wing. They have been cowed by the liberal media calls, and they know how to swing that argument. And what we have to do is we have to fight that. And, Twitter is one small place that you can do it, but you're going to have to amplify these messages that, you know, we have a really good administration. You know, granted, they flubbed up with Afghanistan. I know a lot of people are really still unhappy that they lost their Afghan party houses, a lot of these journalists. But they're going after Biden like he's the worst president in American history.
Yeah.
While still overlooking Trump's. The man killed 400,000 people due to his incompetence. Mm-hmm.
I know Barton Gellman stole your thunder in The Atlantic. something you've been talking about forever. But whoever says it, just listen to it. We are in a coup.
Right.
It is ongoing. Yes.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
You know, and there's another thing, you know. Until about a year ago, I just found it flabbergasting how many journalists can come up years after I had been screaming on radio and television.
Yeah.
Warnings. I mean, you know, when I went to Russia thing, which they all called the Russia hoax, I was called a conspiracy theorist.
Yep.
All right. About Russia hacking the 2016 election. And then 24 months after my book comes out, a book by two journalists comes out, and everybody goes, oh, my God, that's just the best thing in the world. Hey, I'm not whinging. What I'm saying is, if you're going to take credit for stuff that I called, get it out there, right?
Yeah.
And we're hearing this now.
Yeah.
You know, about, suddenly everyone recognizes that maybe this was all planned. I'm hearing journalists use the word insurgency, which I said on Bill Maher last month.
Yep.
So I'm glad they're all getting on board. But slow rolling coup. We are in a sustained slow rolling coup.
Yep, absolutely. January 6th, let's talk real quick. Joyce Vance, our friend, said the January 6th committee doesn't need cooperation from every witness, just from enough of them. And they seem to be getting it. People like Meadows who play around will end up underneath the bus. What is your take on where we are with this? I know Ted Lieu, our other friend, tweeted, Bannon's contempt trial doesn't take place until July. Mark Meadows knows he can delay his subpoena compliance even longer. They will run out the clock. This is why we need to pass our inherent contempt legislation now. Otherwise, congressional subpoenas will remain meaningless. So those are two sort of different points of view of what's happening or not on January 6th. Okay. What do you think?
I want you to tie that to the statement that Matt Gaetz made. Did you guys play that yet? Where he says he's coming after everyone next year if they take the House.
Yeah.
They're going to weaponize subpoenas. They're going to weaponize hearings. They're going to weaponize every aspect of government. They will put inherent contempt into law. And even when you comply, they're going to say you gave them inherent contempt. And then they're going to come after people who were in this administration or critics or whatever it is. We're in a very dangerous situation. But, you know, they are running out the clock because they know, I'm hearing all these great quotes today, and I can't recall. It might have been Joe Scarborough this morning who said, we're playing checkers. They're playing jujitsu.
Yeah.
All right. And they're playing Muay Thai kickboxing. And we come and we put a checkers board down and they kick us in the head and we move a piece and they kick us in the face and we move our piece. We are really failing at this game. We're 11 months, quite possibly, from the end of American democracy. And they, you know, I haven't seen anybody talking about mobilizing their indivisible group to take back their district or retain their district. We're in danger here.
I have an idea.
The next time investigation is going to come up with answers in spring, and everybody's going to flip the finger at it, and we're going to have a nice book to be published, and nothing will happen, and we'll lose democracy.
Wow. Now, I was just going to say, I had Chairman Jamie Harrison on earlier. Travis, here's what we do next time. Like a Folgers commercial, we sneak Malcolm into the interview.
Yes, you call.
We replaced our DNC crystals with
Jamie
Malcolm Harrison
is on the phone next time. And here's how, I'll give him a preview right now. What is wrong with you, Jamie? We're at war. War. They're in complete. I haven't heard jack out of Jamie Harrison. I rarely see him give television interviews. All right? Look, I hear more from Rhoda McDaniels.
Can I just defend, that's part of mainstream media stuff, because they don't have it, because it's not chaos and drama. They don't have, I mean, that's what we were talking about, why it's hard to get our message out, why they need to at least start coming on shows like this, because the mainstream media will publish one jobs number or approval rating for Trump and say it's great and why it's bad for Biden. I mean, it's, we're not up.
200,000 was a good jump for Trump, and 200,000 was a disaster this month.
And they are talking about everything that's in the bills. The media is not covering that. They're covering the you know, rat race and the, you know, the vote count and all of that stuff. So I think it's our job to get the messaging out, because we can't count on the mainstream media. You're right. They're not going to.
But if you're the director of, I mean, if you're the chair of the Democratic National Committee, okay, I should see you more than once a quarter.
All right, listen, don't scare him off my show. We just got him on for the first time.
No,
try
no,
to,
tell,
try tell to be Malcolm constructive.
Okay. All right. Slide me in. I'll
quickly,
fly to LA if I have to.
Quickly, why? You said the knee pads in the Nazis that just marched in D.C. You said the knee pads give it away for real. They're the incel. They're incels. What? Why do you wear knee pads? I don't understand. Why do they wear knee pads?
Okay, if you have not seen the video on TikTok, the fashion coordinator of the Nazis of the Patriot Front gives all the tips about why they should go to at the dollar store and find those plastic trash can lids and tape them all together. That is the most hilarious but accurate takedown of these people. And in the end all of right. it, the guy goes, "Hey, why are we wearing knee pads?" And the guy goes, "Why are you wearing knee pads? Never mind, just wear them."
Just, I don't know. Will know. Okay.
Right?
Yes.
I mean,
I only wore them for volleyball in high school. And getting into radio, I had to wear knee pads. That's not. No, that's not true, Chris.
It's for gardening.
Okay, right. Gardening. Oh, gardening. That's it. Okay. I knew it had something to do with being a hoe. So, Malcolm.
That was quick. Wow.
Right?
I'm actually impressed by that.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
Okay. Love you, Malcolm. See you next week.
Love y'all too. Bye bye.